You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we're back. Mandy's today. One more hour to go here. What you need to know is this. It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. What you need to know is that the Mandy's are today. Yep. And you need to follow all the ESPN Los Angeles social accounts, the Twitch, the Instagram, the Twitter. All the stuff will be on there. And some of it will be curated. Some of it will be live.
Some of it will be reckless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that's probably sensationalized will be curated. And the stuff that will be more sanitized will be live.
Scott, do you even know what Twitch is?
Twitch. Believe it or not.
You're a big Twitch guy?
No. I'm a very small Twitch guy.
Okay.
But I am aware of its existence. And I do realize that there are like millions and millions and millions of people following some guy with pink hair playing video games.
Twitch is big. Twitch is big in the streamer world. I feel like you would like Twitch because there's a lot of randos just kind of up there talking. You know what I mean?
There's money to be made in Twitch.
Yeah.
A lot of DJs have gone to Twitch.
Really?
And you get subscribers and you split the cost with them. And all of a sudden, you're making a bunch of money. A bunch of my friends that are DJs do that because when the pandemic hit, everybody was putting music. You know, they're doing the live streams. And then the music companies were cutting them off. So they went to Twitch where you can do it. And these guys are making a killing now on Twitch. You can play video games. A lot of it is live streaming football. You know, that one league that Ocho Cinco's playing in.
Yeah.
They were showing the games on Twitch, and they're making a killing. It's like we might poo-poo it and be like, ah, what's that? But that's where the kids are at.
Dude, I'm not poo-pooing it at all. Because what's the guy's name who's the big
Ninja.
Gamer? Ninja. Making millions of dollars, that guy, right?
Yeah.
And there are lots of radio stations, believe it or not, around the country that have decided to live stream.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many.
By the way, including this one, during the pandemic, we did a Carlo and his crew set this up where Mason, Ireland, and I did this is where we were when there was no sports.
Right.
We picked our all-time Lakers team, and he basically created a 2K version of that.
Smart.
And just played?
Played the games, and we were all there playing it and watching it. Well, we weren't playing it, but we let the computer play it.
Okay.
But we were talking about it and talking over it, and there was like a decent amount of people there.
Dude, it's crazy what
watching
people
it.
Are doing right now.
There were thousands
of other people doing it.
Right.
Recently, I worked the Jaime Munguia fight. He fought in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Fought a guy from Ireland. Nobody knows, right?
Yeah.
The Zone paid me to watch my reactions. Myself and a guy named Ade from England, where we just sat there. We watched the fight,
right.
But they weren't allowed to show it. It was on YouTube.
So they just showed you guys.
Over 100,000 people watching us and our reaction.
Right.
And it was like a
You were a secondary cast. Screen for
and
a lot of people. Yeah.
It was huge numbers. I got like a couple thousand followers that night off of this. And I'm like, yo, I'd rather do this than the actual main broadcast because the interaction was crazy. It's like you have to constantly be evolving, man. It's freaking me out, but it's also fun.
Yeah, so we should just do a Twitch of your reactions.
Oh,
yeah, it's not a bad idea.
For a guy, this is the first time I've ever seen Cap in person, right?
Come on. No, it's not.
Yes. And I've seen you from a distance. This is the first time I've seen you.
What do you think? Take a look at me.
Stud.
Drink it in.
Yeah. Stud.
Yeah. Right.
Right here.
Take a look at this.
You're sveltish.
Look around.
But like I said the other day, when I was in the studio filling in for you, when you forgot you took your days off.
Right. Did you do some Botox? You have looked like you have
less
wrinkles.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Less wrinkles.
Right here.
No, his Botox on his eyebrows. Look how high they are, man. They're way up there.
Yeah.
But no, if you guys were able to stream your show, man, I'd pay to watch that because the community already, the interaction you have from the show is cool.
Yeah.
But to see Lindsay's reaction or, you know, Laura's reaction or Cap reaction, that's something right there. That's interesting.
Slowly but surely.
Well, we are going to stream it, just not live.
No, your show. I'm talking about just the show in general.
Oh, yeah.
Because this show is fun.
You're saying day to day.
The funnest show in the station.
Right.
Twitch for the video games is what I like. I like to watch people play video games on Twitch.
But really? Do you play video games?
I do, but not to the point that, like,
crazy,
I'm not that
right?
good. You know what I mean? And so, like, the people who are good at that, for whatever
they're reason, really good.
I'm drawn to it. It's quite cool. Yeah.
So, Beto, are you going to stick around?
No. I got things to do, man.
Now hold on.
Well, hold on. What do you have to do?
Oh, I got to go plan Kaplan's after party that he didn't plan.
Good point. Yeah,
I got to go find a spot across the street.
No, I think you're gonna be. I think you're gonna be pretty happy.
This is gonna blow up in your face, Beth, though, if he actually pulls this off.
There's no way he's pulling up. He doesn't even know which freeway's right there.
If you
which freeway? Name that freeway.
The 60.
Oh,
got it.
Oh, somebody told you.
Got it.
No, I drove up and I saw the sign. So, if you could have seen what came out of my car. And what came out of my friend's car.
Oh, now you have a friend's car. Earlier, it was just your car.
Then there
you have a friend's car.
There's a second car.
Man.
Caravan.
The second shooter.
Second car.
This guy.
And tonight, listen, I'm going to walk up to you tonight during the Mandy's. I really want you to be there. Because, you know, Lindsay does not have a date now. So you should be sitting
next to
Lindsay.
What makes you think she doesn't have a date?
She told me this.
Just like you said there was an after party, right?
There's going to be an after party. Lindsay. Now that you are solo and free, you going to come to the after party?
No.
What if you and I go together?
No.
That was an instant reaction.
0 for 2. All right.
0 for 2 is right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not completely closing the door on it, but
no, I am. I'll be at the after party. I'm definitely going.
Because Yates shows up.
I'll leave a tiny sliver of hope. You
no,
know?
What
happens with the woman that you love? Is she gonna...
She's out of town at a wedding, so I'm dolo.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the
if you're going to go, I'll go.
Oh, see, this is how it works.
Now we got somebody cool there.
The Coast is out of town, so it's just going to be
me. Did you see what the kind of shade you just got now that somebody cool is going to be there?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'll go because, listen, I'll be staying here tonight, and there's nothing else to do. I mean, the whole reason I came out here was to hang out with the crew.
Yeah.
Why would I not go? There's not something better to do. I'm not going home.
No chance.
Look at George. George is having no part of this.
No. Not happening.
George is gone before the sun's down.
No, as soon as this show's over, I'll be like,
when you take all your awards with you?
No, I'm not having any awards.
So let me ask you this. What are the contingency plans if people win multiple awards? Like, these things are big and kind of awkward, and which I like because they're trophies. I don't really care about winning the award for the sake of the glory. I just want a trophy for my home.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Just take one.
The idea is to win one, Beto. That's what we're here.
Oh, we got you.
It's called the 710 Mandy Awards, as in they are awarded.
I don't know. I really thought of that part. I haven't gone that far yet because I didn't expect to win one. So, but if I do, then maybe I'll
heavy
just
too.
Someone will pretty take heavy. Care of it. I'm sure.
Pretty Travis heavy. Was asking earlier today if anybody's going to get blanked.
Oh yeah, a lot of people are going to get blanked. Yeah. Their show done.
There's a lot of
They got nothing.
There's I disagree. There's a lot of people on those lists. Like there's a lot of names on
these.
So of course people are gonna get
a lot of candidates.
Because you're sweeping cap. You're getting everything.
Am I really?
All you because you're the new guy and everybody likes the new guy.
No, well, no, they didn't at first.
No, now.
But now we made him likable.
Now he's cool.
We made him likable because I'm a pain in the ass. Hence. Why, I'd be a little disappointed if I didn't win the Pain in the Ass Award, Scott, but I'll get over it.
Scott, I got to say, you are my number one person on the list of people that will be actually upset if you get blanked.
Oh, yeah.
You know? No, you wouldn't. Would you? No way. Steve Mason, number one on that list.
Maybe.
Not even close.
Yeah, I feel like
Mason's
going to
win.
Yeah, I feel like Mason.
But if he were to get
so
blanked,
upset.
he would get into the fetal position.
Oh, yeah.
He would probably do that Kanye West running up on Taylor
Swift. Sure, yeah. Start interrupting people. Yeah.
He did say
my award.
Oh, I see Carlo over there. Carlo's got the who are you wearing question answered. It's written right on the suit bag.
No, he's slow playing it. That's just the bag.
Oh, that's just the bag?
Yeah.
Okay, right. It's like, so you do it the other way around. You've got the polo bag, but the TJ Maxx.
Yeah. Ross, baby. Ross, every now and then.
If Mason were to get blanked.
Yeah.
Just nod yes or no. If Mason were to get blanked today and get no awards, would he go into the fetal position at the end of the award show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's nodding.
Wait. Can you just stop by for 1 second?
No.
He's got things to do.
He's
putting together a whole
record.
He just came from
the microphone.
30 seconds.
There's nothing left. There's no microphone here.
I want to know this.
You can come over and use
I have one question, though.
Did you say there's already one of us here? Is that what you said?
There's a lot of us here.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a lot of hype tonight.
I think we got to say something else. There's a lot of highness tonight.
That too. There will be.
There
a
will
lot
be
of that.
That. I'm sure.
There's a lot of hype tonight about the production that's going on here. You know.
He's a professional, dude.
I'm well aware.
I spent weeks, months.
This is his Super Bowl.
And the video that's going to play before the Mandy's that all 1,000 people who are here are going to see. I'm told by reliable sources. That there won't be a dry eye in the house. Now, does that mean everybody's going to be rolling laughing? Or does that mean everybody's going to be bawling crying?
There's a little bit of everything there. Everybody's in it.
A range of emotions?
Hit every emotion. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So just, you know, wait for it, man.
Well, I'm waiting. I couldn't even see inside.
Just waiting. I'm trying to catch some.
Stop season. Trying to get sneak peeks. Exactly. We're already here. Let this man cook, as they say.
They just told me to treat it
the
like
man's an
possible.
Artist, and you're stopping the
You think people were walking by Michelangelo like, hey, buddy, you want to stop for a selfie? But he was just, no. They let the guy operate, and then the masterpiece came out.
Yo, M.A., let's get a selfie right here.
Exactly.
You definitely need to get this the open, the show, whatever, online so we can get Jorge a Webby Award.
Yes.
This is going to be like an award-winning situation.
There you go.
Sticky on social.
Muchas gracias.
What's
give me my headset back.
What's the award for like social if you get like social media
I don't really
awards?
Know. I don't see here's the thing, guys.
Is it the Webby? Yeah.
I don't really do awards. Like of all the things I've done in my life, like I've never been like, I want to get nominated for this, nominated for that. That's not the
I got an Emmy once and I got it mailed to my house. I didn't even show up.
But what I'm saying is that I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
the show is what it's about. And so I'm happy Jorge's really putting his foot into it because this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. He's fantastic, he's unbelievably talented.
Like all the people who like put on their Instagram or Twitter, a 4-time Emmy Award winner, and then you look at you're like, for local station in Bismarck.
What? That's impressive. I want to win an Emmy.
I don't care if you win an Emmy in Bismarck or you win an Emmy nationally. Granted, it's a little harder to win it nationally, but winning an Emmy anywhere is
give me
the
big deal.
If you're not in the big league,
I was nominated. Well, my team was when I worked at NFL Network. We didn't win.
That's different. That's a network.
They won like a whole bunch of them.
They should broadcast the sports Emmys. I think people would watch it.
And I think also if they broadcast them, it would just be cool.
Yeah.
Like it'd be a fun thing because those are good shows.
Yeah.
But people would watch awards guy, but I'm not an awards guy, I'm an awards show guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always talk trash to my friends from the Spanish TV stations.
Yeah.
Because they win. I'm like, bro, you're the only one nominated. Like, like Telemundo Corpus Christi nomination, one. Winner, one. Like, get out of here with
that.
That's all I am.
Well, it's either them or TV show. There's really one or the other. There's not really much more.
Two deals.
It's still an accomplishment, right?
Cocktail.
So did you win?
No, I said I was nominated for one. And
it's an honor to be nominated?
It is an honor.
I think it is.
I got some cocktails.
I will win one.
You're just laughing right at her. You're just laughing at her nomination.
Where you been?
I know. I'm here watching. I'm observing the entire thing. You're just going to laugh right in her face about her nomination.
That's his shtick, you know.
Are you guys seeing this over here? We're mixing up cocktails. This guy's got a nice.
I love it. I love it. You guys, mixologist over there.
You know what's over here, though, Clint?
I don't know.
Let me tell you this.
He's doing the taste test.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, Kat, go
good?
Go taste it.
Not yet.
Go taste it. Find out what it is.
It's a big vat of like purple juice that looks like the kind of thing that if you're at a party in college, somebody's going to pour 8 bottles of booze into afterwards.
Yeah. The cheapest tequila from Alpha Beta.
Exactly.
but beyond that, you guys know like when they have the Academy Awards and that E guy, what's that guy's name with the long hair from E? And he has the celebrities come up and they do the slow motion.
The 360?
That's what they're doing.
That's 360 slow-mo.
That changes things drastically in terms of the red carpet show. Okay, thank you for pointing that out. Now that you say that, all right, you might have a place in the program. You might have a place, Scott. We might have to have a correspondent.
Look at that. You just worked your way in.
360.
Look at you.
What is that guy's name? I follow him.
Chris? Carson?
No.
We might have to have a 360 cam correspondent.
I
like that, Scott.
Have you guys?
No, Kat's going to be busy changing.
Kat shoehorned his way onto the show, but with content. I like that.
Have you guys considered what surprises there might be here tonight?
Let's discuss that on the other side. Let's do that in 2 minutes. From Quiet Cannon here in Montebello as we get ready for the Mandy Awards, the inaugural 710 ESPN Mandy Awards. We're back in just a few moments.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks, Christopher. I'm so excited for tonight's Mandy Awards.
Get on out.
Lindsay, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Are you excited, Cappy?
Yeah, like I really am. I
mean, oh, come on. Why did I ruin the bit?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm super stoked.
Why are you acting
stoked.
Like me, man?
No, dude, I'm so stoked about tonight. Like, I'm like genuinely really excited about tonight.
The interns look nice, by the way. Wow. Interns look nice. You guys look good. Good job.
The interns have stepped up. Very nice. Very nice.
With the bands.
This is a good look.
They look nice.
You don't want to overdo it.
You guys look sharp.
You look like you're in the right place.
Yes.
That's what matters.
Yes.
That's what matters.
I love it.
Wow. Interns.
I'm a little worried that my dress is like too fancy.
Interns going to be looking better than Cap.
I feel like I'm going to be overdressed.
Not yet, though, Beto. Not yet.
I like the purple and gold shoes. I didn't notice that earlier.
Yeah. That's a nice touch. Yeah.
I do like that.
Chapman University's finest right there, Coach.
Nice touch.
Celebrating late second round picks. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, that second round pick can
he
play.
He can shoot, though. He can shoot.
And he can defend a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But he might end up being a guy they play at some point.
He's solid.
I mean, if Austin Reeves played on this team last year, then this kid can play.
No, that kid a couple years ago was a five-star coming out of high school.
He was a beast.
Monster dude. He could have gone to any school. He chose Michigan State over Duke.
Had a crappy year shooting.
Yeah.
But he's a good shooter.
And he's 19. And he gets it from whatever.
I'm going to go real dorky on you. He played on the FIBA under whatever team.
Under 18.
And he balled out, shot 40% from three in 20 games with them.
That's that's my kind of chalk talk when you get into side stuff you guys have done that nobody knows
one more.
About.
He was on the EYBL circuit, right?
Okay.
Instead of going to Under Armour, and he was dominating EYBL 2 years ago. So there.
Wow. Better knows because his son plays high school ball.
That's exactly
But can I just ask everybody a question? Do we really expect in the next year, let's just concentrate on this year, that this guy is going to make some serious impact?
Dude, they
on
had
this team?
Stan. Not serious. No. I don't know. Maybe no. Stanley Johnson came off the street and played on this team.
Here's what I'll do. Kat, I'll go with this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Lakers front office and the Bus Sons have done a great job finding those second round picks.
Yes.
And they've really been a great job of mining that resource for them to go and get that kid.
Yeah.
That should tell you, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that part.
Jesse and Joey Buss have done a phenomenal job at that. And you know what? I give Pelinka a lot of grief, and I feel like deservedly so at times. But he's also good at the draft. I think he's been very good at that. So, you know, when they went up and you asked me yesterday, hey, they're trading for the 35th pick. And I said, that's rare to happen that far ahead of the draft. In the morning, you know what I mean? So they definitely have had a couple of guys targeted that they felt like these guys will fall out of the first round. And we're going to be able to get these guys.
And that's what they went after. And I work G League games too, and you see a lot of these kids. You're like, wait a minute, they always have a Caruso, they have Reeves, or they'll have those players that come through. You're like,
yeah.
How did this organization find those guys? You know, remember they had Mo Wagner too, right?
Yeah.
Not too long ago. So they always do a good job of finding that second round. So I'm going to give them the credit there.
Yeah.
Fair points. All I'm asking is this.
What?
My only question is.
Yeah. Do you know what the kid's name is?
No.
It's not that hard to remember.
What's his name?
Max Christie.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Doug's son.
Right. Yes.
Doug's son?
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
Do we really think that the drafting of this young kid in the second round is a piece of the puzzle that is going to help this team get back to championship caliber?
No, he's a nice player to play on a team that, in theory, if your hopes and aspirations are to be good for a series of years, that this kid may be able to get a little burn at some point this year. And eventually, when you the development process in the NBA over the last decade or so has gotten so much better.
Oh, yeah. Scott, the days of picking some guy top 10 and him coming in and dominating the league are very few and far between anymore. Even the days of, finding a rando and then they just turn into a guy. Development, as you said, it takes time. And this has been a problem for the Lakers in terms of keeping those guys.
Yeah, when they trade them away or whatever.
See, if you pick a guy that's going to be getting good, you got to make sure that you develop him. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not knocking the kid. Just understand what I'm saying is that all we've talked about is
Kenny help right now.
Right, because everything is about the present.
But they need cheap labor.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then we always talk about how they don't have that depth. This kid could probably give
you some
that's
what you want.
And he's 19. Long. He's got the prototypical body that you want in today's NBA. He's 6'6 or whatever, 200 pounds, wiry, long, wingspan of nearly 7 feet, all that stuff. That's what you want because you need the – in today's NBA, there is not anything more valuable than a long wing. That's it. That's the most valuable thing in the sport.
Kevin Durant even sent a tweet about that last night, how long wings is what you need in the NBA.
Because they got so many dudes that are long and wiry.
Did you see who quote-tweeted that tweet? Buffalo Wild Wings, one of the sponsors.
Oh, really?
It was quite funny.
They went in on
By the
Kevin
way, people,
Durant, huh?
People are testing out the 360 cam right now. I saw it moving around. And so it looks like this thing is operational. We're trying to get this thing up and running.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I did not know this was going to be part of the
proceedings. So this is, good job, Carlo.
This is a surprise that we didn't know about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, they're telling us that there are a lot of surprises to the show tonight.
Okay? I don't love surprises, but I like that surprise.
Okay.
But who knows the surprises, though?
I mean, guessing, Chris and Carlo and
are they the only
Briones.
Ones?
And Jorge,
I would think Berman.
Janice, that's Berman about it. No, Berman
no,
doesn't
and
even
Tommy.
Know him. Berman doesn't even know him.
Okay, anybody have any guesses about what surprises could be in store tonight at the Mandy?
Well, I know there's going to be a thing that they're going to make fun of me when me and Key used to work together. I know that. That got leaked. Yeah.
Okay, that got leaked.
That got leaked.
Got leaked to the media?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Got leaked.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Was it embargoed content? And now it's
perhaps.
Now
I don't know.
In other words.
I guess all of it is embargoed.
It's probably Key making fun of me giving Key a hard time and just annoying him, which is kind of like what the dynamic we had. Now he has that with Max, and it's way worse than when I was doing it to him.
All right, so
Max is a little more. Max likes to drive in that needle a lot more than
really,
I do. That's
really,
for sure.
Really good at
which
that.
Says a lot.
I'm gonna take a guess here. You ready? I'm gonna take a guess as to a surprise that might show up at tonight's.
Oh,
events.
Okay.
Oh,
you think like a human being?
Yes. I'm gonna take a stab. You ready for this?
Yeah.
That Coach Sean McVay makes an appearance tonight.
Jeez.
At the Mandy.
Where does he live?
I'm not breaking out the. I'm not. Doing
I was
going to
say
I
the fake
my,
Sean
I need
McVay
my voice. Maybe. I need my voice. I'm not breaking out the Sean McVay impression
Cap,
right
Cap.
Now.
It's Cap. Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Traffic.
Yep.
L.A.
Uh-huh. Beto.
He lives near Thousand Oaks.
Head coach Rams helicopter green land it.
You know, I'm not that far away from what we do. Multiples is something that we like to do. Well, I just might move in here on a helicopter. I like to see the blades go around the same way that we go around the NFL and tear everybody up. I'm Sean McVay.
So that's just one guess.
I can see that happening.
One guess.
That would be awesome. Yeah. If anybody comes in a helicopter, you automatically win the prize, okay. Whatever that prize may be.
Just seeing that impression in person is amazing.
It's cool, right?
Because the hand motions that you do. That's...
Part of it, it's not as cool as anybody thinks. It's just
strong.
It's literally just me yelling.
Strong.
We've got a lot of things coming in now.
Okay, so you're 0 for 1. Okay. What else?
All right, let me throw this at you. What about new Laker coach Darvin Ham coming in tonight to check out the Mandy's?
I think we're more likely to see the Rambi.
Yeah,
to see Darvin Ham.
Don't think so.
There's probably going to be a real ham somewhere.
A walking around ham?
Yeah,
that'd be good. I like a good walking around ham. Like on Thanksgiving when you have people over, you don't have the real food ready. You just
honey baked.
You just put a ham out so people can pick at it.
Yeah,
so real
perhaps there'll be that, but Darvin Ham probably not.
No, my Rambi doesn't like it so much, Beto, when I eat that honey baked ham, but it's just too damn good. You know, it's like when I ate those croquetas. See, it's delicioso. Anyway. So,
not terrible.
What do you guys? That was not bad.
All right.
What is you guys' drink of choice tonight? Because there's a state. There's a pace yourself element. I see. You know, people are enjoying drinks already. Like, what is your go-to? How do you pace yourself out, Cap?
I think I'm going to go tequila tonight. I do.
Mandela.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to drink and just sip a little tequila.
No chance you're sipping.
That's a good move, though. The sip because you keep the buzz, but you don't go crazy.
You know what's going to happen because the Latino fan. That listens and the part of the community.
They're like, Cap, a shot.
You're going to have a. You know what
and
you need.
Can't
but they know I'm not a shot person.
Exactly.
You, on the other hand, the crazy Cappy.
And they also know he's not approachable. So you're the guy.
That's not true. That is not true.
I'm trying to set it up for you, George, to keep them away.
Well, that's
fair. Go to Cap. Go to Cap.
I am not approachable.
Yeah.
Cappy, very approachable.
Yeah, Cap wants a hug.
You need a public display of how many you've taken so the people know how you are going.
Look at this superstar that just arrived.
That's what you need.
Wow.
Laura just pulled up. What's going on?
Your girl did her hair.
Is this Tivo? I'm Scott. Oh. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Right,
maybe he doesn't want to be known, bro.
Yeah, what are we doing? He's just
remember, he gets hidden on Instagram. He doesn't want to be known. Why you got to put
why don't you have an emoji on?
I was going to say. You should have brought him an emoji mask. Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm taking a look at this guy right here.
Yeah.
Good looking.
What are you, sizing him up?
Yeah, what's going on here?
You're so creepy,
Scott's out here up, down, and
why are you so creepy?
We have hot with everybody.
We haven't even started the red carpet show.
Sorry, man.
So what are you wearing?
Scott, you might be off the broadcast for the 360 cam.
Yeah, yank.
This is how you're going to be treating guests. We can't have that. We can't have that.
Smell delicious.
And he does, right?
Smells great, right?
That's got to be like cool water or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's not cool water.
Using words like delicious to describe somebody.
What is that, cool water?
Not problematic
at all. Why are you
all?
Such a creepy person?
Why?
He wasn't, by the way.
I mean, you were like in a trance right now.
I was going to say, he couldn't even hear the question because he's too busy focused on what's going on in front of him.
Well, I really like what this gentleman is wearing.
Yeah.
I like his ring.
Yeah.
I like his hair.
Yeah.
Like his eyes.
Yeah.
He's got,
what else?
Wow.
Good looking
this
guy.
This for real?
Good looking
this
guy.
Really happening?
Absolute member of the Handsome Man community. I mean, this is not a question.
See?
But we knew this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is not news.
Yeah, Laura shouldn't be surprised at all, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this
new member
this
of the
poor
Handsome
man
community.
Member of the Handsome Man community long before he met me. You know what I mean? Clearly.
I met him at a Dodger game. We acted very normal. You, on the other hand, you're not normal.
You mean, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's up, bro? Nice to meet you.
You want a beer?
Sorry, my kids are acting like crazy people. Yeah.
I like your nose ring. I like your
earrings.
What's
up with the hand on the hip for you, Cap?
What else, Cap?
He's flirting is what he's doing.
I mean, he really
he's
is flirting.
Pose,
that's what's
right?
going on.
You're flirting.
Putting out the vibe.
I like the whole watch band on your eye.
Scott, your chances of being on the red carpet.
He has one word for
you. For sure.
Like this guy's whole
we have some problems.
Listen, your chances of being on the red carpet are dwindling as we speak. I need to consult with corporate Greg, because if this is how you're going to treat people, we can't have that.
And like your purple glasses?
And the restraining order is coming.
Are rolling down the hill. You know what I mean? Wow. A lot going on here.
Montebello's finest on the way.
Is he invited to the after party?
You know what?
Yeah, after party for everybody else might have just got canceled. You know, that might be what just happened.
You know, yeah,
goodness
you're invited.
Gracious.
Yeah, you're invited. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm going to walk up to you during the Mandy's.
You're so creepy.
I'm going to whisper in your ear.
What is wrong with you?
Where it is.
Why are you whispering in anyone's
whispering
ear?
Whispering in ears? This is a big party. We don't need to whisper in any ears.
I'm just going to tell you.
It's a violation.
I'm going to tell you where it is. I'm going to tell you where.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you the password.
This is. Wow.
Password. Okay. Okay.
Did this just become like an Eyes Wide Shut party or
no,
something?
No, no, no. Not an Eyes Wide Shut party. I mean, we can. I mean, listen. Everybody can do their own thing.
Wait, have you ever met him before?
Never met
him. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And this is how you're acting? I thought this was a bit.
No, this is real.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Not a bit. Oh, I don't do bits.
He put his sunglasses on because he's that uncomfortable around you.
He needs a barrier between you and
his cat just put his glasses on.
Now he's mocking you, man.
I'm not mocking anything. It's just the two of us are cool. We put our glasses on.
I meant to say mimicking, which is worse. That was what I was getting.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Please. Bye.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next, but it'll be something because we're here at the Mandy's at Quiet Cannon here in Montebello.
We could do Radio Tinder next.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay.
Good job, producer. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Get ready to take it away,
the love birds are all over the place.
Save us
Can't
from,
wait,
our,
super
from ourselves.
Excited.
Go ahead. We're back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Go ahead, Linz.
All right, thanks, Sedano. Thanks, Chris. I'm really excited. That part is getting a little old.
No, okay. It's still funny.
So a TikTok video went viral this week of rapper Machine Gun Kelly getting the celebrity treatment at an amusement park, which people were not happy about. Mm-hmm. A patron of Carowinds in Charlotte went on an expletive-filled rant that claimed the water park, quote, closed the wave pool down because Machine Gun Kelly's here. This is what Carowinds thinks about their paying customers, the TikTok user said, partly zooming in on Kelly and his group seated across the pool. Okay, I have questions about this.
Yeah.
Is Machine Gun Kelly really famous enough to get that celebrity shut the place down?
That was
going to
be
treatment?
My answer
swipe
to that.
Swipe left or swipe right?
Yeah, I'm going to swipe left, I guess, because he's not famous enough. I don't think, first of all, I don't think there is a person famous enough to be shutting down any park. Like, unless it's literally the president of the free world.
Oprah.
Not even Oprah. No. It's literally, if you reside in the White House, it's, what is it?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest.
Yeah. Ask the man from D.C.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
If you reside there for a 4 to 8 year stretch, then you are allowed to shut down a park. Okay. Outside of that, no. The answer is always no for me.
So the answer for me is I don't think he's famous enough to shut down the park.
Yeah.
Well, no, they shut down part of the park for him.
Right.
Like the attraction that he was on.
But I wonder if what they were thinking was, you know, he's not that famous that we have to shut down the park, but we can get a lot out of him while he's here. So if we shut it down and let him do his own thing, we'll get all this social media play from this guy. I mean, is there any strategy to this? Because otherwise, if let's just say Machine Gun Kelly is recognizable, because I could be right behind him in line to go down the water slide, I wouldn't know who Machine Gun Kelly is.
Right.
You know? But maybe all these kids know who he is, and then they swarm him. And then we got a security issue on our hands.
I like water parks.
Are people swarming Machine Gun Kelly, though?
I don't know.
Are they? I don't know.
He's from your part of the world, you know?
And then, yeah, but we don't like him because he claims he's from Cleveland, but he's really not. He was like a military brat who like grew up overseas. And, like, the last place he went to high school was Cleveland. So
I know a guy who was in his grades.
How dare he?
Yeah, he stopped claiming Cleveland, like, after LeBron left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was at the
the first time or the second time?
The second time.
Oh.
After they won the championship, because he was at the parade.
Cleveland alert, by the way.
I actually have a really funny video of him hanging from one of the traffic lights, which my uncle was just thrilled. He thought it was the funniest thing ever. But, you know, I don't think he's that famous. I'm not a fan of his. Okay, next one. So on May 2nd, the NFL announced that Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins was receiving a six-game suspension to start the 2022 season for violating the PED policy. Well, the banned substance Osterine, I think that's how you say it, appeared in one of his drug tests, but Hopkins is denying any wrongdoing, of course, and he is defending the failed test as contamination. He spoke with a local news station this week, and he said, quote, "It wasn't on me. I'm all natural. It was called Osterine. There was like 0.1% found in my system. That's contamination, not something that I took. My team and I are still trying to figure out what's going on." Are you buying what DeAndre Hopkins is saying about his failed PED test? Swipe left or swipe right. Sedano.
I'll swipe right on that because the number is so low that it does leave open the possibility to think that maybe it was. And by the way, look, you kind of know there is a banned substance list, and some of that stuff is even crap you can find at GNC. You know what I mean? Perhaps you were taking a supplement and it had some of that in there. But I do buy the explanation in this situation because the number not being so low to me makes me think that this wasn't something that I think that he was doing as a regimen.
A cycle, if you will.
Yes.
I'm going to swipe left here, though. Here's why. So regardless of what he took or what he intended to take, this is what they found in him.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, it sucks because a lot of these performance-enhancing drugs, they're really nothing. You know? It's not like you're on full steroids, you know, but bottom line is he took something, may have missed an ingredient somewhere. Now there's some amount of it in him, and now they're going to suspend this kid for six games, which, by the way, Lindsay, if this happens and he's suspended for six games, your man Deshaun Watson, man.
We're not talking about that.
He could be looking at a whole year.
No, forget about that. Let me say this. Mm. Do you honestly believe that NFL players are not on some semblance of PEDs?
No, I think that many of them probably are on some semblance,
Like, I think all of the – look, I subscribe to this Mark Cuban theory of if the doctors know how to regulate it, this is all entertainment to me, okay?
Right.
It's no different to me than the alleged story of Sylvester Stallone being in Australia dumping out PEDs out his window or whatever because they were coming for him. Like, I don't care. Like – you know,
I'm not offended by.
I want to be entertained.
Right. Yeah.
And I want the longevity, too, for that matter, of the players. So I think all of this is so stupid.
I think the reason he's fighting it, though, is because he knows that, dude, if he's out for these games, that tanks their season.
Oh, well, Kyler Murray is a completely different quarterback without him.
Like, that's a real actual problem. That's not just game checks. I mean, they had a chance to really build on something. This puts them in a hole immediately. I think he's probably reasonably embarrassed just as a teammate that you're not going to be there. You better say something, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, your entire season is down the drain and you haven't even gotten it started.
I always like it when athletes come up with things like, so I ate a steak, and in the meat, they fed the cow something. I ate the steak.
Look at you going to ask your boy Canelo, huh?
That's what happened.
Wait, I was going to ask a question.
You buy that? I don't buy that.
Have you been to Mexico? There's a lot of stuff that's a little shady, man.
I don't know, man. That's a convenient way to get out of something.
Well, is DeAndre Hopkins saying that he believes it was contamination? Does that, to me, that makes me think he's like suggesting that somewhere along the chain of command with the actual test, like his sample was contaminated.
As opposed to somebody gave him something
contaminated. As opposed to him being the one who had the contaminated, you know.
Maybe.
That's what they said with Ryan Braun, right?
Yeah, that's it. The AB thing, the transferring and the test tubes and all that.
And the
sure.
FedEx driver ruined his life. And
I mean, I'm not buying it. I mean, either way, this is what happened, buddy. You know what I mean? You got to deal with the consequences.
All right, last one here. One Jimmy John's customer is not happy with their service after their delivery driver allegedly dumped their sandwich order in the driveway.
Oh.
I did this for you especially, Sedano, because I know that you would order Jimmy John's the other day.
No, it was Jersey Mike's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I know
they
took a really long time.
They got good bread.
Jimmy John's is pretty good, too.
Very good bread.
Yeah.
So the customer shared their Ring security camera footage on TikTok, and the footage shows a car, allegedly the Jimmy John's driver, backing up into the people's driveway. Then the driver opened the car door, tossed the sandwich out, just like it was like a newspaper, didn't even get out of the car, and just drove off.
Bro, I'd be pissed.
I would be furious.
I would be so mad.
I mean, I'm coming out of the house for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm still eating the sandwich, by the way.
That's not
going to
work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, do you guys have any nightmare delivery driver stories?
Huh. I'm trying to think. Nothing like that. I mean, because that's ostensibly disrespectful. Like, if you throw my food at me, the hands community might have to show up. You know what I mean?
But why did he?
That's not what we're doing. You know, that's out of pocket for me.
The dude just came out and threw his sandwich.
Yeah, it was just like delivering newspapers. It happens to me a lot.
Also, what happens if you?
What do you mean it happens to you a lot?
Not that, but like I get. I have like the worst experiences with delivery drivers because I live in an apartment complex and it's like a big community, and people will, you know, that give them like the gate code and very, very detailed instructions on how to get to my door, right? Yeah. They will then just leave it outside, like in front of the entire apartment complex. Anybody can just go out there and get it. And I feel like that's the worst thing you could do because someone could just go up and
do you live in the kind of place where people are stealing other people's food? Because they do that a lot in my building, but people respect it a little bit.
I used to, but I live right on the beach, and so there's a bit of like a homeless
population
has recently kind of like ventured off into that area since they kicked them all out of Venice Beach.
Wait, people have stolen – somebody drops the food in front of your apartment's door.
No. There's like a common area. People will come in and they're too lazy to go – or it's too confusing.
To go find your apartment.
So they just leave it in the lobby and you got to come get it yourself. You've got to be on the lookout for it.
Otherwise, the neighbors will take your stuff.
No, but it's funny because sometimes you'll come down there and there'll be stuff that's there for hours. And you're like, oh, that person got drunk and forgot that they ordered this. You know what I mean? That's literally what went on.
Order those three cupcakes or whatever.
All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day. Normally at 5:30, but because of our assignment today here. At the Mandy Awards here in Quiet Canyon in Montebello a little earlier today. So we only have one more segment left in the show, and then we're going to turn it over to the Mandy's Extravaganza with Amanda, Chris, and Corporate Greg. What are you most excited about to listening to that particular show, Scott Kaplan?
I would like to hear if Amanda and Greg, not so much Chris, but if they're going to really get raw on everybody. Because this show is being advertised as, well, they're
like being, raw is war, or yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Or don't hold back. I'm trying to help.
Ooh, these are all really.
Scott was not ready for that.
No, these are.
That was a tag team double blast.
Right now, I'm trying to decide which one I want to go with.
Yeah.
I'm saying, are Amanda and Greg going to really tell the truth about how they feel?
No, I would say it is truth-ish.
Truth-ish.
If I had to guess. Because, look, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that isn't going to hit the air.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
that's unfortunate. How about that's good for you?
You're jumping up the wild card list, Scott, in terms of people that are going to get maybe a little too loose. If you're looking to stir it up, I'm sure those opportunities will be there.
It's always the new guy. Huh?
That's what listeners love. Listeners love to hear people stir it
100%.
Up.
100%.
Tell you this right now. Tell you one thing. And, Lindsay, this is for you.
Whoa.
If I win tonight.
What?
Craziest host.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have a major problem with the word crazy because I think that's insensitive.
Because I said yesterday you were being insensitive when you were talking about Kyrie being crazy because the way that you described him, it was in a different context.
So the word crazy nowadays is no longer just the way it used to be. Like, man, he's crazy, where you could just say that and nobody would say anything about it. But now, the word crazy is an offensive word.
And you're bringing the show down, bro.
You know, no, I'm not going to lie.
Like, you know what? You're also dropping. You don't want the award? Give it up.
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want the award.
I'm looking at crazy as a compliment, as in you're fun guy.
That's what I think of crazy.
Then why are you going to complain about it?
Because yesterday, Lindsay was all over me. She told me, she goes, you can't use the word
context
crazy.
Because he was talking about Kyrie and he was ripping him. And he talked about how he uses, you know, the vaccine, political statements, and that Kyrie's crazy. And it was, you know, it's a little bit different context.
I don't know, man.
Very different.
Where's the word? I don't know.
Okay, what I'm looking forward to most is seeing Amanda again because she's back, you know,
she
has the whole back surgery and everything.
Earlier,
I know, but I haven't seen
around.
Her yet.
Yeah, you missed
her. What I'm saying. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
I went to give her a hug, you know, and I was like, should I take it easy? Like, are you play? Or are you not like?
No, don't do that.
She's like, no, bring it in. She told me, bring it in. She used that phrase.
Are you going to bring it in when the Kamenetskis arrive, like you told them, or did you lie to them?
Me?
Do you know the difference?
Of the two Kamenetskis?
Yeah. No. No chance.
No. I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference.
The bald one.
Yeah.
The bald one. Just pick the bald one.
Okay. Bald Brian.
They're both bald.
Yeah.
I know.
But what about, doesn't one of them have a beard, though?
Yeah, you told me that the other
beard
day, Beto,
Brian.
And I said that out loud, and I was like.
No, one's shiny bald, and the other one's just bald.
And you were like, bald Brian, so then I thought it was Brian, because I was just seeing through like the studio window.
BK
and I was
is definitely
wait a minute.
More bald.
They're both bald.
No, he's like skin bald.
He's shiny.
Like,
he's.
What's the other one? Peach fuzzy bald?
No, but I mean, he's bald, but
receiving
he's not. Yeah,
he's receiving.
He's not fully committed.
No, he shaves it, but
right.
not with the razor.
They look
like
different.
Brian.
They look
Brian
different.
Yeah. Goes razor.
Brian wax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if he waxes or not. I think you just made that up.
Waxes his head. Really?
I mean, look, you wax your nose.
True. The other day I went to get a haircut, and she says, so we going into the nose? We're going to go wax it today. I'm like, you know what? Not this week. Yeah. Not this time. What?
Of all the times for you to say no, you'd think you want to wax it before the Mandy Awards.
You know what, though? Here's the problem. I'm
you're not
tell you
vaxxed
right
and waxed today.
You know, you know what the problem is? I am vaxxed, not waxed.
You're living a lie.
The problem is, you know what happens is after you get your nose waxed, about 3 days later,
you find wax.
There's those little ingrown like hairs that all of a sudden now.
Okay, always that.
You know, this is not the lead-in we need to the red carpet show. You know,
I punch his
hurts.
It's
so
Friday
bad.
Afternoon, bro. Like, go get a shot or something.
Hurts, dude.
Hey, the bartender behind you said he loves you.
Yeah. You're talking about nose.
Right? They love you. Bartenders love you.
Nostril zits, the most painful thing on the planet.
Cap, okay, go get four Ornito shots. Bring them back. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, Funchy, go to break. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hurry up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Last segment for us today, old Cappy. Thanks to Beto and Clinton for hanging out.
I love the fact that Beto and Clinton are on with us together.
Yeah.
Because it's always fun to have Clinton fill in or Beto fill in. But that means you or me are likely out.
Right.
So to have the four of us together.
Yes.
Very happy.
It's a good beer pong. What you wish for,
good,
man.
Good beer pong game matchup right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very happy about this. Wow. I'm also really, really excited about the Mandy's. And here's why. I was driving up today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling Rachel. I'm trying to explain to her like why I'm so excited about this, you know? And I said, you have to understand, like, this radio station has been on the air for a long time. I've always been a fan of this station and an observer of it. In 2010, I tried desperately to get onto this radio station. Wanted to leave my show in San Diego, move to L.A., and I wanted to be on this radio station. It didn't happen. All these years later, I finally get to be a part of the station. But the beautiful part of it is that me and George, we go back 25 years. Mason in Ireland, 20-plus. Sliwa, like 15. Travis, 20. I mean, the weird part of it is that we've all known each other for a really long time.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, the only person I've never worked with at this station is Travis. And it's weird because I feel like at some point our paths would have crossed even on just one random show and it hasn't happened. But that's it. But you're right. Like, everybody here has crossed paths at least at some point.
Yeah, it's fun.
Can I ask you guys this? As far as, listen, when I was a young man and a young radio nerd, the reason why I wanted to get into this business was to see stuff like this. I was big into showing up to remotes.
You too?
Stuff like this. And, like, this is pretty cool to be a part of just as an event overall. Like, I am thoroughly impressed
but also,
with everything I've seen so far.
When you were younger and you go to these remotes, they were really bad at times, right?
There were nothing like this.
Are
you kidding
this
me?
This is awesome. This
is a real deal situation. I would be like, I'd be fine hanging out here if I wasn't running.
And
right
I was
now.
The one expecting the worst, and this is looking fantastic, man. This is really, really good.
Why don't you say that, though, Clinton? Because I think everybody here probably has like that radio nerd inside of them. When I was in college, I interned for this radio show that was like the biggest FM morning show in Pittsburgh, and I can remember these guys at 6 o'clock in the morning having a line of people trying to get in to drink beer and listen to music and watch the radio show live.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, and I'm like 19 or 20 years old. I'm going, dude, I want to do that.
That's cool. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I did that. What was the name of the show?
Paulson and Kren. That was
that's very
the show.
Pittsburgh.
Very, very Pittsburgh.
I was going to go like, you know, like Paul and Steely or something. Yeah. But, you know.
Morning Zoo, right?
Yeah. It's always like a name and then a guy who's named after an animal.
Yeah, I went to watch Rome at Nationals in Torrance, and I was like, whoa. Like, this is when Jim Rome was starting off. Nationals in Torrance doesn't exist, RIP to them. But like, that was cool. I'm like, whoa, this is cool to see viewers and, I mean, not viewers, listeners kind of hanging out. You know, people who were all into the show. That's before he blew up and started doing the tour stops. But it was just cool to see. And then, you know, Kevin and Bean would do these crazy morning things. And now, like, to be part of it is really cool. I can't wait to see what kind of a mess
you make. I thought you weren't staying, though. What happened to that?
Huh?
You weren't saying what happened
for the actual dinner party and all that stuff. I'm coming back for the after party
Living a lie.
No, because you're staying.
Oh yeah, I'll be here
because you're going to the after party. Now I have a reason to come back to the after party
because somebody at the after party is going to be cool.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Be one person.
Yes. Yeah. You don't ever want to be the coolest guy in the room. You got to find somebody way cooler. Clinton Yates.
Yeah.
TV's Clinton Yates shows up. Right. So now there's two of us.
Yeah.
So the woman that you love is not going to be here.
She's out of town.
The woman that you are married to, and I assume you love as well.
Yes,
very much
do.
So, right?
Yes.
Kelly's not going to be here tonight, right?
Yes.
Right? Beto, you're a single man, correct?
Yeah, don't involve me in this.
Okay?
Go ahead.
I mean, this is going to turn into a bunch of dudes, man.
It's radio, sports talk radio.
Like, talking about the after party,
what
bro.
Were you expecting?
What did you expect?
I will say, we have a lot of female listeners.
True.
And they're very active in the community.
They are.
I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
If you're lucky, Siobhan might come too.
Siobhan's coming.
She has got tickets.
Yeah. I mean, she's coming to the show. Yeah.
Oh, Siobhan is definitely invited to the
after
party.
We're talking about our outfits, our dresses, and stuff. She's trying to help me figure out what I was going to wear.
Getting hit up by a lot of people though, George, on social media that are saying to me, and I quote, "Cap, what's crack-a-lacking?"
Yeah. Nobody says this.
I'll show it to you, dude. No, I will show it to you.
Worst bit ever. I was listening to that live when you guys were doing your little roleplay.
I was sitting there rolling my
eyes. Don't say that.
Did you like the way I described how LeBron in the Matrix, a million different versions of LeBron,
would never have ever said? I was laughing. That was good. That was good.
There's some really funny tweets, Cap.
The community is crushing.
Well, no, about you and Laura's boyfriend.
You like sizing people up, looking up and down.
Thirsty.
Cap's still. He's not hosting the red carpet show. I saw that.
If he worked here, if I were him, I would have gone to HR.
I would still do it. Yeah. I would do it for him.
Yeah. There's still plenty of time for that to happen.
I would have been like, this man is ogling me.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time I've met him.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah. Why act like that?
Like act like what?
Like you.
So you know what this was like?
Act
this was
like what?
Have you ever blocked or reported a post on Instagram and it says you can either block, you can report this, or it just says this post makes me uncomfortable?
Yeah.
that's where we are.
Really?
That's really all it was. Really? That post made me uncomfortable. I don't really know how to describe it. It didn't necessarily violate the terms of service, but that post made me uncomfortable.
All right. You had a very sheepish grin on your face.
Dude, when you took the step back, hand on the hip, and looked up and down, that's what
It was very like, hey, I'm...
You were totally sizing him up.
Yeah, like you were checking
out
a woman.
But not like... in a way of like you're sizing another dude up.
Yeah, like to fight.
Like you were like flirting with him.
I feel like it was more of a fatherly kind of...
No.
Don't even try.
It was very thirsty.
Really, it was very...
Absolutely not.
Thirsty.
I was going to go get the security guy over there.
Really?
I
was waiting for you. If you know, you're at the club, or maybe the people that walk by handing you a flower that you can buy to give to a girl who's walking by. I was waiting for you to buy the whole bouquet right there.
And give it to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Either that or go get some Jägermeister or something. There was something going on.
I don't know.
The night's young, though. The night's young.
I've never met the gentleman before. I was impressed with his whole look.
The cut of his jib? Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah. I was impressed with, that.
Clinton, you're awesome.
Cut the jib, dog.
Oh, he threw the dog for the
first time. I'm overlooking
first time today.
Overlooking this lovely vista, by the way. For those who don't realize, we're looking at a golf course. This is nice, man.
Yeah, we're in the San Gabriel Valley here.
Yes. Montebello.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it.
Play golf here, huh?
Yeah, about once every couple weeks. Come out here.
I mean, that's
it's
the
a
one
good Muni.
Where he's by.
Yeah, your billboard's right
billboard's
there.
Billboard's over there by the 60.
Right back there.
And then that's the one where you like
you
like,
curse
say,
everybody.
I put the voodoo on.
Yeah, nobody can hit on the 15th hole because your voodoo fingers are pointing at people, man. It's terrible.
It's scary.
It's distracting is
because
probably
it's
what
like
it is.
Kaplan, Sedano, Mason, Ireland, Sonora Dinamita. Then you go back. It's like the mismatch of
Sonora
people.
Dinamita.
Yeah.
Because
they promote like the different concerts that come through. Why are you doing this? Oh, okay. He's doing the picture.
Yeah, I'm pointing.
There you go. I got my Kaplan shirt. I bought at Ross, by the way.
You did?
Nice.
Yeah, this
nice shirt.
$8 shirt at Ross, bro.
You've been rocking a lot of Sunday swagger,
see,
though.
He's
recently.
Trying to get
because
it.
I stole it from
Who
the studio.
Who are you wearing? Ross. Who are you wearing?
Ross.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Ross is my jam. I love
it. That's all we need in life,
great
man.
Story.
That and Norse's Wreck.
Yeah.
So I really hope that you guys like my getup tonight. I really do. I'm kind of.
Is it like ridiculous or is it just, how do I say? Is it just
what are you
fashion-y?
Think? Come on. Clint.
I feel like it's going to be fashion-y, but it's going to be ridiculous.
Didn't you say you had your stylist here earlier?
Yeah, Zap. Did you guys meet Zap earlier?
No, I did not. No.
You guys didn't meet Zap?
Who's Zap?
He's the guy walking around with Gucci everywhere.
With a name like Zap, how did we miss him?
Did he come in the car with a mandala?
Zap with 2 P's?
No, Zap with 1 P.
Did you leave Roger behind?
No, I don't know about that.
Zap with 1 A or 2 A's?
1 A.
Okay. That's that joking widow.
Yeah, you're fine. But just like this. Roger Goodell? Yeah.
Music,
Roger
you don't
who?
Know anything
no no computer love today, bro.
Great song.
Yeah, you guys missed Zap earlier.
There it is.
Look at Punch coming strong. But, okay. What are the? Do you have anybody following you around for your social media?
I don't.
You don't have a personal social person?
I know, and I thought about it.
All right, Blake, intern. We need an intern to follow. Nope. Who wants to follow Cap around?
Yo, who wants to be my intern tonight
and do
all my social media? No. Who wants to do my Instagram lives?
Don't do it.
You guys should do it.
Don't do it.
None of them.
I want little Kate's.
Yeah.
That's not little Kate's.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, on the right.
No, that's not him.
Yeah. Who is it?
No, it's little Sedano.
Yeah.
Really? Little Sedano?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it, Brady.
Why not?
He's rich. Charge him.
Well, if you're making money,
if you pull out a $100 bill and give it to him,
if he'll pay you, that's different. If he's not paying you, don't do it.
$100. Who'll be his social media guy?
What are your responsibilities here tonight?
Chapman will do it for $100.
$100 is a fair deal. Pull out a Benji right there, and not a Venmo down the line. This is where you gotta pull out the dollars and just start blessing.
All right, the Chapman kid will do it for $100.
You know, Tiger Woods, when he gets done playing a round of golf, he tips a caddy. Yeah. Not his personal caddy, but the caddy at the club that he's at. Tiger Woods tips $100.
That seems a little low for Tiger Woods.
It's very low, and he's got a reputation for being cheap.
Huh.
Now, if Tiger Woods tips a caddy $100 after 18 holes, I need to give this kid $100 to walk around for a few minutes?
Yes. If you're going to say the Tiger's cheap, you don't then use his philosophy on somebody else.
And
you
also, that
didn't work out so well for
you. I thought that what I was saying is that if Tiger's cheap and I'm cheap and he gives $100,
no, but you don't want to be cheap in this situation. Right. This is not the time for that.
No?
No.
That guy gets to say he caddies for Tiger.
Yeah. He got $100. His $100 is my dollar.
How much did that guy learn from Tiger?
What's this?
She said, proportionally speaking, if Tiger tips $100, I tip $1.
Proportionally speaking, you're not in Tiger's universe.
That's what I'm saying. He's ultra.
That's like a cent for you. So, I mean, I'm saying, but for his purposes.
But inflation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, inflation?
Yeah. CPI is at 8.6%.
So that should put me at about $1.86.
Welcome to Squawk Box.
Yeah.
Where's Jim Cramer at? Let's go.
You know it.
Jim Cramer's a fraud.
You know it.
$100 is
he's
a good
very,
rate.
He's an entertainer, but he's not.
$100 is a good rate.
Hey, $100?
$100?
Oh, he's in. He's in.
Yes.
$100.
$100.
Where is it?
Going anybody rate. Anybody do it for less?
No.
Anybody
do it
for less?
No. Don't insult them.
Anybody do it for $20?
Don't insult them.
$20.
$20.
$20 to do what?
Can't even go to a movie for $20 anymore.
If it's so easy, why don't you do it?
Well, because I'm saying I didn't bring anybody to do it.
Right. That's the point. It's like when you try to hire somebody right when you need the job done as opposed to interviewing people and so
forth. It's last-minute stuff.
Yeah, come on.
Anybody $20?
Extreme rates. Surge rates.
I'll do it for $20, and I'll give you $20 of quality.
You know what? You're right. You're great.
No. I'm going to give you $20 of quality. It's going to be the back of your hand.
That's the other thing.
All right, we got to go.
All right, we're done here. Thank you, Beto.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Great job, Lindsay. Funchy back at the studio. Laura, hope you and your boyfriend aren't creeped out by Cappy. Cappy, we'll see you later. Mandy's show is next.